Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. So today's topic, we're going to talk about night vision contacts. Ooh, yeah, technology has moved medical science beyond the boundaries of what is possible to what can be imagined. So the University of Science in China has developed contact lenses that allow humans to have superhuman vision at night. So experts expect these lenses to replace the night vision goggles that the military and law enforcement use. Now, the advancements in human ability through technology will attract many to provide advantages others may not be able to afford. Let's dive into this research. This was published in October 2025 in the Journal of Cell. And the reports that the new contact lenses offer people super vision, that's their quote, to allow the wearer to see beyond the normal viable light range and using infrared light in the dark. So the potential for these lenses to exceed military use is quite obvious. Here's a quote from China research neuroscientist, University of Science Technology of China, Dr. Tian Zi. He said, "There are many potential applications right away for this material. For example," he says, "flickering infrared light could be used to transmit information in security, rescue, encryption, anti-counterfeiting settings, etc." End of quote. Also, if you've been following my reports, contacts over time are known to thin the cornea, putting people at risk of having compromised corneas requiring surgery later. So how are these contacts made? The lenses are made of engineered nanoparticles, usually sodium, gadolinium fluoride, utterbium, and erbium. And these are infused and to be absorbed the infrared radiation, transforming the light into a near-infrared wavelength of about 800 to 1600 nanometers of visible colors of blue, green, and red. And this can offer exceptional night vision. So changing the light offers wearers the ability to see beyond the normal restricted light range. Apparently, the lenses transform light to the point that with your eyes closed, you can still see light coming through. Now let's talk about the drawback. Yeah, there's always a pro and con. So these lenses are not ready for the market yet because they don't offer the detailed night vision needed yet. They're still tweaking it. The reason is that your lenses only pick up on the high intensity or narrow band LED light, and it also needs to pick up on the lower levels of infrared light in an ambient light source. Therefore, you could really not read with these lenses or even find your way in a dark alley. So science needs to work these bumps out, these bugs out, on the night vision lenses that you don't want to risk your eyesight to. According to Dr. Z again, he said the lenses still come with potential health and safety risks, such as heat exposure from the light conversion process and possible nanoparticles leaking into the eye tissue, end of quote. Well, that doesn't sound pleasant. Let's look at that. What would happen if nanoparticles leaked into your eye? Well, the chemical context of the nanoparticles and how deep they penetrate your eye will cause damage to the eye, including inflammation, oxidative stress that can cause dry eye, glaucoma, retinitis pigmentosa, redness and swelling, damage to the lens, damage to the retina, cause cataracts, various vision impairments, and potential to reach the nasocrinal duct and affect your central nervous system, and also the potential to cause systemic toxicity entering your bloodstream and can affect your liver, kidneys, and brain. The Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology said this in July 2022. They said nanoparticles could cause psychotoxicity and systemic immune responses to ocular surfaces, lenses, retina, and even the optic nerve and the macula. Different nanoparticles cause different ocular toxicity, end of quote. So when these lenses are considered safe by the FDA for public use, the cost is estimated to be $200 to $500 per month after you're fitted for these lenses. And this is compared to your $50 or $80 a month for your average contact lenses. So it just seems to me to be a risk just to see better at night. So eye wellness is important. We have to be due diligent about that. So more than ever before, we need to look after our vision. So eye straining technology, your GM foods, your food additives, your prescription medications, excessive sugar, and other elements really don't help us to protect our eyes from stress very well. So make sure that you have a clean diet, avoid your alcohol and tobacco use. And herbs to help the eyes are listed in the eye health section at the Apothecary Herbs Catalog and on their website. One of the newest formulas is their bilberry to help protect from oxidative stress. You can give Apothecary Herbs a call to order or ask for a catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The international number is 828-469-5972, and the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Now, they do have a free brand new 2026 catalog, and you can also download. They have the option to download. You can just go to the powerherbs.com website. So herbs to help the eyes are listed in the eye health section at Apothecary Herbs on their website and in their catalog. One of the newest formulas is the bilberry formula, which is great to protect the eyes from oxidative stress. You can give Apothecary Herbs a call to order or to request a catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com. And free catalog request. Also, a download is an option. If you want to download the catalog, just go to the website, click on catalog request section, and when you get a receipt for your request for the catalog, you'll get also the download link. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I can see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.